Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to the Roundtable here on Empire Radio Now. I'm your host, Chrissy J, and my guest this morning is Anna from Riverdale, New York.
Thank you.
Good morning, Anna. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. For all of my listeners, Anna is the owner as well as a practitioner at AG Acupuncture in Riverdale, New York. So, Anna, can you give us a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm an Eastern medicine practitioner, and that includes acupuncture as well as Chinese herbal medicine. And there are adjunct modalities such as cupping, gua sha, heat lamp, tui na, moxibustion that serve to support those main modalities.
Fascinating. So now I know that we've discussed cupping previously on this station, but I don't think I've heard of gua sha or tui na. For my listeners who might not be aware, can you just give a bit of a little more insight into what that exactly entails?
Sure. Gua sha is the use of generally a Chinese porcelain spoon, but it can be any instrument to invigorate parts of the body with a kind of a, almost like a massaging motion or a scraping motion. Under those parts of the body, maybe points, maybe areas that need attention, but that's essentially what gua sha is. Mm-hmm. Tui na is a kind of massage, essentially, but it consists of different techniques. Like we call, I'm at a loss to explain this to you, strumming, picking. It's where we repeatedly use the same motion over an area of pathology.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is the best I can give you for the moment.
All right. Well, I do appreciate that. So what was it that led you to pursue this profession? What took you down this path?
Well, this is a second career. And of course, I had to heal a problem that Western medicine was unable to heal. And I landed in an acupuncture's office at the suggestion of a massage therapist. And it was just an extremely positive experience where she was able to figure out the problem really quickly just by spending a little time with me and listening to my story. It wasn't terribly outlandish. It was just, it required some time. And she was able to take care of the problem in a matter of days using a very non-invasive, non-aggressive needling technique.
Wow.
So I was hooked. I said, if it's this helpful, why aren't more people doing it?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to study.
Of course. And it's true though. It's like I've mentioned this several times to my viewers when I speak to acupuncturists, but I've gone several times over the years for various things, and it really does help. And it's one of those things that a lot of people are afraid of because they see the needles, and a lot of people, I don't like needles, or I don't do that. You know, it's not
right.
What pop culture's made it out to be. It's not like they're sticking syringe needles into you. They're very thin, very small needles, and it really does help. You know, and
mm-hmm.
it's one of those things that, like I said, I feel people don't really give a fair shake to simply because of what they've been exposed to.
That is correct.
So where do you see your practice taking you in the future? What do you think is next on the horizon for you?
Well, I would simply like to develop my practice further and be able to help more people. I don't have any grand ambitions other than to be a practitioner in the neighborhood where people know me and trust me, and I can provide affordable, high-quality service. I think that in itself is a pretty strong goal, to just keep that consistency and quality at a high level. And that's really, you know, at the same time being able to pursue my own interests. That's really where I see myself.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Dr. Anna, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you this morning. For all of my listeners, please be sure to visit the website, agacupuncture.com. That's agacupuncture, all one word, .com. Anna, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the roundtable.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. For everyone else, we'll be back right after this.
Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.